Hello everybody, today my friend
Hello
Naiko and I, Josefina, we're going to present our podcast about immigration. We have different opinions. He's against. No, how do you say it?
I'm not against. How dare you?
He's like, I know, how do you say it? Like, you are...
I'm in the middle.
I'm more... some kind of weird stuff in there in the middle. And I, of course, I'm against the building of walls, and I think immigration should be allowed everywhere.
Well,
then we're going to... my opinion, then I'm going to specify my opinion, and China too.
Well.
So we have like some couple of questions. We're going to pick, I think there are 5 questions. Well, we're going to pick them one by one randomly, and we're going to discuss the issue. We'll give our opinions and, you know, give examples, I don't know. So let's pick a random question. Let's start with, like, I pick one question, I think you can pick another one question, and then we'll discuss. So let's start with, if people could never move, then what would happen?
Well, I think there will be the preservation of local cultures, local traditions, and this will be very good for economies. So people could, you know, could preserve what they feel is native and what they feel is what they call as their home and their...
So you are basically saying that culture will be more preserved.
Right, so there will be no contamination sort of like from other cultures.
If people don't move.
Right.
Okay. I think I don't agree with you in that issue.
How dare you?
I think that like humans have many varieties, that's why culture exists, because there are many varieties of cultures, and I think with time that should be changing. I don't know how to put it in words, but like humans, we're always changing, and I think it's good to like have different variations of cultures, like, how do you say, living together.
Well, sure, but how can you ensure that then these cultures will be, you know, will be preserved, as I said before?
Well, I don't think they will preserve as before. They will be mixed. And I think that should, I don't know, bring another culture. You don't know. But I think we shouldn't be afraid of change.
That's quite an That's quite an statement.
Well, a great example is USA, as you just mentioned.
No, I didn't mention it. I didn't.
Perdón, China. Dale.
No,
déjalo. Después lo corto.
Segunda.
Para 15.
Ah, dale.
No, espero hasta 20. So, an example would be USA. There was formed and a lot of mixture of cultures. You know, from Europe, different countries in Europe. Different, like, nowadays it's divided in states and, well, in countries. But I mean Mexico's or...
Well, sure, but think about... the people that were there before, sort of like the Native Americans who were killed, were massacred, their land was stolen, their culture was diminished by these immigrants.
Well, you got
that sad? Isn't that something to think about?
You got a point in there, and I can't discuss that. Oh, it's okay. I think we can give, like, that was a tough question. We can discuss it later, but let's go right into the point.
We are going to.
So, you choose
a
question now.
I will now choose a question. Walls have been existing since thousands of years, and for the same purpose, we're building them today. So what do you think?
Well, that's a right point, because humans have been... I know, building walls since, well, thousands of years ago. I'm just repeating what you just said.
Yes.
So, but I think they have different purpose. Like, I can put an example as, like, in Rome or a Chinese wall. It was for a sort of protection, military protection, mm-hmm. from invaders.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted, like, to harm people, to attack, or whatever.
Conquer the city.
Yeah, conquer the city.
Like who?
Well, then no.
Like who?
Oh, yes. Well, then we have another example would be the Berlin Wall in 1961. I think, and that was had a
well,
different
that,
purpose.
But the Berlin Wall wasn't for keeping immigrants out.
No, that's
out.
Why.
It was
that
for
it
keeping
was
them
for
in.
keeping citizens in. It was the first wall meant to do that. Well,
communism.
Apart from. Well, apart from, I know, prisons and whatever, but it was the first, like, important wall.
Well, but how about today?
For that purpose.
How do you feel about them existing today, being constructed today?
Well, now nowadays, we have, well, the famous Donald Trump wall being built.
Well, it hasn't been built yet.
Half
it's still
it's,
in the process.
It's in process.
It's in progress.
The thing that
it's
it was,
in progress.
It's building, no? Well, first of all, it's expanding.
It's expanding.
Expanding.
Expanding. No, without an X.
Billions. I think well, they can use that for another purpose.
Well, but think about it.
That's another topic.
No,
we're talking about immigration here.
Well, but five.
Let me finish. Well, you can say
talk,
your
talk,
opinion.
Talk.
No,
well,
no,
talk
you can
now.
Say your opinion. Well.
What? $5 billion in the budget of a country such as the US isn't a lot of money. If you
well,
think
but
about
billions
it.
Can be spent on their purpose, hospital, I don't know, improve education. I know.
What? Education? Illegal aliens? I don't want those aliens in my house. In my schools.
Okay, that's weird.
You see
okay.
My tax money?
Well, and I think I don't know what to say about that. Like, well, first of all, damage ecosystems. Like, that's
well, that's
that
that's,
you agree with
that.
I know that
you
agree.
I'm against the building of the world.
Damage ecosystems. I know animal migration and all that stuff. You may say.
Immigration. Well, but yes, but you have to see it that also it's quite effective. If you consider, for example, Hungary, which built a wall, I believe, in 2015, because immigrants from the Middle East were going through Hungary.
Yeah,
to
that's
Europe.
Why they're afraid of terrorism. They were built, I think, more of that purpose.
Oh, but Mexicans aren't terrorists.
No, I know, that's why.
Well,
that's why it's very.
I'm just saying that walls have proven to be quite effective.
Okay.
Not all the time, but quite effective.
Yeah, well,
Berlin Wall was quite effective in keeping citizens inside the city. Hungary is quite happy. Not.
Well,
yeah.
I will keep saying that. I think, as I told you just yet, I think before barriers, before anything, before our nationalities, before anything, before we are Argentine or American or Polish or I know French or German.
We understood you.
Well, you understood. Before all that, we are humans. You get that?
Yes.
We have the same rights, and I think we should like learn to share.
But
and to share what we have with those that doesn't.
But I believe that we've reached a point in our civilization. Now, we no longer can just say we are humans and we deserve what Earth gave us, because that way we're never going to reach a point where we can progress into, say, our full potential. Simply because the population is so large that you can't really expect not to live the same way we lived 10,000 years ago.
And I think that's why we need to cooperate, not separate.
Well,
I think like the famous sentence or quote is say build bridges, no walls.
Well, but I believe that borders still have to be respected. For example, I'm not against
that. Something is to be respected.
Yes.
Something is other is to impose.
Well, you're not imposing something. The border is the same for the Mexico than for the US as for the East
there you
Germany,
can see
West Germany, was no, not
the wall to
United.
To be honest, I didn't say I try because in the case of the wall, it's I know, it's just ¿cómo se dice?
Cortalo.
Para bancar. We can jump to
question 3.
I think we can jump to our other question that I'm going to choose.
Of course.
Do immigrants should be allowed to move freely over neighboring countries? And why?
No. It's a big no from me.
Well, I have what I just said before. I mean, I'm going to...
Repeat yourself?
No, I'm not going to repeat myself. Well, maybe yes. Do immigrants should be allowed to move freely over the neighboring countries? And why?
Well, no.
Why not? They're neighbors. No.
So, can you go to your neighbor's house and enter without telling them?
No, that's a different thing.
That's the same.
No,
I think
because
should be some
private property, and that's to respect. But we're talking about big scale in here, you know?
Yes, it's even worse entering to another country. It's even worse that.
Well,
that's not even your country, you know? If I enter my neighbor's house, at least it's my country. But if I enter to another country, it's violating a law. Well, it's also entering another person's house and do that. But I think that will be, at least, for example, if I want to enter to my neighbor's house, I will knock the door. I will formally ask them, you know? I won't just sneak in. That's the same thing that should be taken into account.
You mean
people
should be allowed, but legally.
Right. You should do whatever is necessary to them.
I agree with that, but let's put as an example. I know.
But refugees aren't the same than immigrants.
No, refugees.
I'm just going to tell you that. If you're going to say, but you can save in the country, that's
well, okay,
that's
tell,
refugee.
Tell,
that's
tell
the,
you
that's
that.
Thing.
I was going to put something similar, so yeah, say it.
That's so safe from me.
No, say it now.
What? It's very different refugees compared to immigrants.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Because refugees are escaping an issue that could, you know, get them killed. So they need...
It's survival.
Yes. They need to escape the country because otherwise they will die.
But don't you think like in
Mexico.
People that go to United States, not so far away, just, you know, frontiers.
Just one ton ago.
Fronteras. Bueno, I know. I'm finding work to sustain their family. Do you think that's also survival?
No.
Why people like civilians in Mexico?
Everyone's
Mexican. What is it?
Mexican.
Why Mexicans doesn't have the same right as, well, refugees to cross the border with USA to find work just to support and sustain their family for survival? Because without that, they could not know. With that money they gain in their jobs in USA, they feed their families, have a home. I don't know if it's decent, but they have a home.
Well, do that.
A roof, as may I say.
But legally.
But what if
that's
they can?
What if they can't?
Yeah.
Well, I guess they have to stay at home.
And starve.
No, get a job at home.
But they're not jobs. Good jobs. Imagine being in the middle of the desert. They're practically in the middle of the desert.
Well,
what
is easier? To cross a desert and get to the United States, or to, you know, just follow the old town road and go to the city that the country has? I mean, come on.
I think it's something about, like, I know, how would you say comodidad? Come on.
Comfort.
I know it's something of comfort. I mean, I think it's nearer USA than...
Well, that's
well,
the belief the American dream, I think, what drives them to the United States. But
yeah, I think that's another possibility. I think, just like, well, as an example of Berlin, someone working in East Berlin, where it's communism, and was a doctor, imagine, was paid much less than working of the same thing as a doctor or whatever in the western part, in the USA and all that part.
That was the West.
Western, es lo mismo. I think that's, I mean, something economic may be involved in there, of course. Well,
definitely.
But I actually think that they should be allowed, like, freely movement. I know, they're humans. They have the right to move wherever they want. No, not in that extent.
They're not
wait,
humans,
wait,
they're
wait.
Aliens.
Chino, yo. Well, I think, for before, I know, the business, like, saying of, I know.
Check
out. Of USA, men, population, whatever. We have to put first the human rights. Do you know what I mean?
It's one of the human rights, so you can't cross the border.
No, but
as you wish. Well, yes, I don't agree with, you know, inhuman treatment when it comes to, you know, illegal immigrants.
Well, but just let's leave like, the example of USA and let's talk like about more
general
worldwide. Yeah, maybe.
Oh, what can you talk?
Well, we have here in Argentina our I know problems between brackets. I know how do you say between comillas what?
No,
it's not brackets. It's columns.
With
that. Okay, because they're not problems. I think they're not that kind of problems.
There are issues.
Yeah, like the example of happening in Jujuy and Salta, it was, I don't remember.
With Bolivia?
Yeah, Bolivia or neighboring countries crossing to for the hospitals. For free treatment in hospitals. No!
Healthcare.
But they have the right to have their own healthcare. Their healthcare.
Yes, but from their country.
But their country doesn't have the same level of healthcare.
That ain't my fault.
As us.
That ain't my fault. Is that my fault? Should I go to there?
It's the fault of the country.
What? Countries then should move.
But it's not that easy.
The country should improve.
One day to another, you improve the... Well,
what?
We improve hospitals. Now everyone can be cured of everything.
Well,
and,
but
well,
what should be a country's priority?
Well,
the citizens, the, you know, their inhabitants, the ones that were born in the country,
to a North Korea dictator that is now
and contributed to the country, or to those people.
Ask that to Maduro. It depends on who is ruling the country at that moment.
No, but a country's priority should be itself
not the problem of the population of citizens to have a bad representative, you know? So, as they have the right to move, not to move, I know, to ask help or whatever, to treat themselves for health in this case.
Well,
they
yes.
They won't survive if not.
Well, yes, but...
Why do you want them to die?
Maybe.
No, you know. Well, I think that we should leave that issue because here are my friends between brackets. No, tranquilo, chino, no te preocupes. I think we can move to our question that you should choose now, chino.
Well, people should have the right to move anywhere they want.
Eso ya lo acabamos de hacer.
Ah, ¿te pido?
Sí.
Well, what are the pros and cons of having a high level of immigration in our country?
In
your
country.
Tell me one pro. Tell me.
I'm thinking. But I think there are many. I know. For example, for a businessman, it's more like cheap to... It's cheaper. Could you say?
To construct buildings.
No, eso no.
No. So
to employ. Well, to employ immigrant people that are desperate, chasing
yes.
for work and for money, it's cheaper for them, well, to get those men than the one of their own country that always demand more money.
More money.
Okay, I think that would be a pro. But you are going to say, of course, that.
Well,
that would affect because the people of their own country don't have the work. They're
stealing the jobs.
They're
stealing our jobs. Well, I personally don't think that's the issue.
No, that's one.
But because I'm not against immigration itself, I'm simply against, you know, the disrespect they have when they are doing it illegally. No, it's like
you only allow immigration if it's legal, you say?
Sort of.
That's weird. But I know,
no, that's not
it's
weird.
It's okay.
I just don't believe, you know, a country should sustain immigrants when they don't even have, you know, the sense of going through the process of actually getting to the country.
But what are the cons of that? What are the cons of immigration?
Well, for example, you don't know who they are because they enter the country illegally.
You never know who's your
neighbor. They're not paying taxes also.
Well, they're very bad economically.
No matter how bad you're economically, unless you're homeless, you will be paying taxes, because everything you buy, well, no, that's not.
Oh, you're paying your taxes in your own country.
Yes.
Your family that is left in the other side or in
Mexico. No, because taxes you pay when the money is gained legally. You know, you're earning your money in a legal way. That's why there's money laundering, so you can, you know, make your money legal. And so when you earn your money in an illegal way, that means that you're not paying taxes for that money. No matter where you send it, that money is cash that will never be, you know, taxed.
Okay, I think here we went a little bit far from the issue that we were talking about, walls.
Well, no, our topic is not walls. It's immigration, so the freedom of movement.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, yes, because when a person enters to the wall, it's even more difficult to track. Because some people, you know, they overstay their visa, so you can know a bit of their information, but when the person is entering the country from the border without any kind of official document stating their entrance to the country, that's, you know, you don't know who they are. I think that's an issue because the country should have control about about their population, you know.
But that would be like in China, that they control everything.
Well, not to that extreme.
Well, but you are suggesting that, and that should.
I'm not suggesting that.
Sorry.
But it's like, if you are allowing illegal immigrants, why should you even bother not to make, you know, to have, to, for everyone to have, you know, a document, a passport, you know? It's kind of like that.
Well, so I'm going to put again what I just said a lot of minutes ago, but like before, our nationalities, we're all humans.
Yes, I understood that.
Yeah, you know that. And I think there are more walls actually, maybe not like, I know, physically, but also, I know, how do you say, like moral walls, we could say, society walls. We could talk about economic walls
that
mark
walls.
A difference. Those walls mark a difference.
Or legal walls.
I know,
too.
But those walls mark a difference between the one high society and low society. And that you can't deny it because it happens in every country.
Well, obviously.
Well, I disagree with that. I know that some people earn it or whatever they want, but I know why some people should have the right to have something while others don't.
Or the privilege.
Privilege, yeah.
I think
that's the word.
Well, because a privilege is something that you have because you can afford it. It's not something necessary for your life. But that's the difference. Something necessary is something that you must have because otherwise you won't survive. Or it's very needed for, you know, for your employment or for modern life. And a privilege is something that it may improve your life. It might be just entertainment. But it's not necessary. It's simply a luxury that you can afford.
Well,
I think a privilege is that.
I know, mean those kind of privilege. I mean, I know health privilege or education privilege.
Well, healthcare shouldn't be a privilege. It's a right.
It's a right. That's why I just put you
a
there.
A right
that
your country should.
But
give
sometimes
to you.
Your country doesn't give you that right.
Well,
that
well,
ain't my
what?
Fault. That, is,
that isn't
that
an
ain't
excuse.
My fault. Yes,
of course, it's not your
well,
fault. It's not my fault. It's not the fault of the people.
What is, but you can't just.
They have their right, you just said it.
You can't just,
storm
into a country.
You just spill it out. It's their right to have what the other have.
So no, have it's their right to have what the country can offer to them. My country shouldn't be providing what other countries need simply out of generosity. Well, yes, they can.
They can.
They can.
And if they can, they should.
But it's a decision that the country makes.
And that's why decisions are made, the country makes the decisions.
And?
It's not the decision of the population.
Unless the country does. Sorry. Unless the country wants to have illegal immigrants, they have. It's they have no reason for Tunisia to support illegal immigrants. No?
Well, I think we can close here the topic. We're running out of time. So yeah, I know that sucks, but I know you wanted to keep talking, but let's conclude.
Yeah.
That here.
Goodbye.
No, goodbye. No.
Not with a theme song.
No theme song. Well, that's like. Conclude that